Hello, Linda McDonald here, and I'm with Mark Bailey, and he's one of the poster presenters this year. Welcome, Mark. We appreciate your efforts and especially appreciate the poster. What poster did you submit this year? What's the number and the title?
It's a P11, and it's called the Button Mushroom. And it's the subtitle is an alternative control source for performing the grocotmethionine silver technique.
So what's the first thing that you want people to see when they're looking at your poster?
The title.
Title? Okay.
The Button Mushroom. I think that kind of stands out as, whoa, what is this about?
Yeah, exactly. I know, because I saw that one. So I was like, wow, that's awesome. When you were doing this research, did you find any surprises?
Well, what I did find out is one of the first things that there's a couple things that we were thinking that would be good for an alternative source instead of using a tissue block with microorganisms because of the cost and the also just finding controlled tissues is always a challenge these days.
Availability.
We wanted a low-cost, available control source to be able to use as a control slide when we're performing the grocotmethionine silver technique. And we thought, hey, well, the mushroom, right? And it's related to mycosis and fungus and things like that. So the symbiotic relationship between fungus and humans and thought, we thought, hey, this might be a good source. And so when we started thinking about what kind of mushroom we wanted to use, we just said mushroom, fungus, mycosis, things like that. And then one of the students in the program that I teach in said, how about just a solid mushroom? And I thought, oh, that's surprising to even think about that, you know? And so we went to the local grocery store, and sure enough, the first thing we saw in the vegetable area was the button mushroom. And we thought, so I looked into it, and I think the genus and species name is called the Ascaris bisporus mushroom, the technical name or scientific name. And it actually turned out the surprise that was surprising to me was doing the routine histology on it. It was very similar to sectioning regular human tissue.
I know a lot of people use the mushroom as an example of, yes, like a polyp for grossing, mm-hmm, in that. So was there anything in your work on the poster that surprised you?
I would have to say the uptake of the methionine silver wasn't as intense as we were hoping. And so one of the limitations that we talked about was that we should have included the PAS stain. And so, because when you look at so we submitted an H&E of a set, we put sections of the stem or the stape of the mushroom in for sectioning. That was what we used for the control tissue. And so we decided to do an H&E, and we did the GMS on the tissue. And the H&E, you can see in the membrane of the hyphae of the mushroom, the intensity of the carbohydrates there. So even though the grocot methionine silver uses an oxidizer to release those aldehydes in the carbohydrates, I thought once we introduced it to silver methionine silver, there would be an intense stain, but I realized that the uptake wasn't intense as we thought it was going to be. So, looking at the H&E, we now think that doing the periotic acid shifts technique, you're going to see intensity in the membrane of the hyphae, and so that was the surprise.
Yeah, because the oxidizers are different.
Right. Yes.
And, you know, maybe it's a time variation that, right, you would need to do to see if it does better. So that leads me to, if there was a follow-up project, what do you think your project would be?
Well, it's going to actually, we are already beginning to work on it. We're going to do a series of PAS staining on the same tissue or same mushroom that we did for this poster. And we will probably be doing it in the the spring semester, because that's when we teach. That's when we have a special stains course that we teach. And so we will add that in as a project, as another poster project for next year's meeting in New Orleans. And so hopefully I'll be back here. And maybe my student or two will be here as well.
That would be great. We love getting the posters. One of the other things I was thinking about, too, is the Gridley stain, because that uses the chromic acid as well as the shifts. So that might be an interesting twist to it.
That's an excellent idea, and I will take that back to the students and let them mull over that. And that's a great idea, though. Thank you for that suggestion.
Okay. Well, we thank you so much for talking with us today, and keep pumping out those posters.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed being here at the NSH and we had some people come by and looked at our poster. So thank you very much, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.